The subject of the Talking Points memo tonight is in the current deceptive atmosphere in which we all live. Now, there are two things that the left has to accomplish. It has to convince most American voters that Joe Biden's on the rebound. He's making a comeback. Yes, it was rough. It wasn't really his fault, though. It was COVID. It was Trump. It was Putin. It was this one, that one. But now Joe has got it together, and he's coming back strong, and he's going to rebuild better, or whatever they want to say. That's number one. And you're going to hear it over and over and over again, not by paid political announcements, but on newscasts and networks. You're going to hear that every day. Second one is that polling is going to come out, selective polling, that's going to make Biden and the Democrats look good. You already see it. And, oh, it's tight, the race is tightening up. And, oh, the Democrats have a better chance of winning than they did. And now they're going to win. And you're going to just see that every single day. So Biden good coming back. Polling shows the Democrats on the march. That's what you're going to see. Last night was a good example. It was almost like a kickoff. So there is a woman named Yamichi Alcindor. You may remember her. She was a White House correspondent, far, far left woman, hates Trump, hates it. And she was working for NPR. Now NBC News has hired her. Still does some work for NPR, but she's an NBC Washington correspondent. It's unbelievable that they would hire a Trump hater. I don't mind her being hired as a commentator, but as a reporter, come on. The poll this week that we reported on showed 74% of the American people feel the country is going in the wrong direction, which it is. There's no doubt it. But here's what Ms. Alcindor said. Go.
They're very worried, especially about former President Trump possibly coming back into power, or former President Trump or another Republican stealing the election in 2022 or 2024, because we've seen so many election deniers be elected. So a lot of Democrats on the Democratic side, they're very worried about abortion also and abortion rights. And then on the Republican side, I can tell you that I'm also hearing from people that, especially some that are unfortunately believing conspiracy theories and lies about the election of 2020, they're worried that the country is going in the wrong direction because they're seeing too many people say that the election was free and fair, which, of course, it was.
So no economy, no inflation, no open border, no rising violent crime. No, none of that. None of that factors into Americans feeling their country's going in the wrong direction. No. All about Trump and the election deniers. It's so absurd, it's so foolish, that if I were teaching a class in political science, Ms. Alcindor would get an F, because she's either not intellectually capable of taking the class, or she's a liar. I mean, way down the list is politics and people feeling the country's going in the wrong directions. It's all about their personal situation and what they see happening before their very eyes. Anyway, keep it here on BillO'Reilly.com, on the first, on our 300 radio stations, and we will tell you the truth about the upcoming election. All right, even if I don't like it, I'm going to tell you the truth. And that is the Talking Points memo for this evening. George Soros. This guy is just the Energizer Bunny, okay? So he's worth $8.6 billion, and he gives away hundreds of millions of dollars to promote left-wing causes. Here is the latest, according to Federal Election Commission filings. Soros in July, all right, a few days ago, steered $2.5 million into Senator Schumer's Political Action Committee so that the Senate would stay Democrat in November. A guy named James Simons, a billionaire, he added to that amount, so that's $5 million went into Schumer's control just in July, okay? Overall, this year, Schumer has $73 million to spend helping Democratic senatorial candidates, far more than any Republican PAC has. So you can see the money imbalance. And the money comes from Soros and his hedge fund people and Hollywood. Massive amounts of money coming out of Hollywood to fund the Democrats. So far, Soros is up to $10 million of his own money, charitable money, because he can write all this off, to influence the 2022 elections. And I said it's going to be triple that before November rolls around. Now, a lot of people are outraged. How can he do this? How come it's not illegal? Well, in 2010, January, Citizens United versus the Federal Election Commission was decided by the Supreme Court 5-4 that the free speech clause of the First Amendment prohibits government from restricting independent donations to political campaigns. Now, there are rules. You can't give the money directly to the people, but you give it to their political action committee. Trump does this too. Trump's raised a lot of money in this, and there are no restrictions, none. But you should know the money behind the scenes is heavy, heavy Soros money. This guy's done so much damage to this country, I can't even tell you. Where's Joe? Where's Joe Biden? Where is he? This is great. 13 days, banished. Now, you remember when Obama went on vacation, Martha's Vineyard, Trump down in Florida, wherever Trump was, in New Jersey playing golf. Pictures of them golfing, Obama running around the bookstores, getting an ice cream cone, whatever, right? Pictures of presidents on vacation. Not Joe. Joe's gone. So we haven't heard from Joe in 13 days, and we don't know when we're going to hear from him again, because the no-spin news staff checks in every day with the White House. What's the schedule? And the White House doesn't know. However, the Washington Post is reporting that on Thursday, Joe's going to show up in Rockville, Maryland for a rally. Okay. But then he's going to disappear again, because he's got nothing on his schedule for next week and nothing before Labor Day. But after Labor Day, on September 15th, the president will hold a United We Stand summit at the White House. Okay, so the United We Stand summit is in response to a number of hate-fueled attacks during the Biden administration. The event will include a bipartisan group of federal, state, and local officials, civil rights groups, business leaders, and are going to go, we have to stand together. On what? Open border? Forget it. 10% inflation? No. Thousands of minorities being murdered in the streets of our largest cities? No, I'm not standing together. Airline industry falling apart? No. Yesterday, JetBlue, 50% of all their flights were late. Delay. 50. JetBlue.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Okay, so this is just propaganda, but the important question is, why is Joe Biden being kept hidden? Number one, the Trump raid. Okay, Trump raid. That wasn't good for Biden. I'll tell you why in a moment. Number two, the more they hide him, the better his poll numbers are. The more people see of the president, the lower his numbers get. So he's gone. In addition to that, a new survey out today from Price Waterhouse says that 50% of all U.S. firms are anticipating layoffs or hiring freeze. Wow. All right. It is pretty shocking. We're talking about Ford, HBO, Spotify, Walmart, Best Buy. They're all going to lay off people. Now, what does that do? That goes right into a recession. High inflation, fewer jobs, that's recession. So that's coming. And I guess we're going to stand together on that on September 15th. I don't know what we're going to stand together on. We're going to be laying off hundreds of thousands of workers. That's not good. Okay, joining us now from Northern Virginia is the legendary Newt Gingrich, Speaker of the House from 1995 to 98. Got a new book out, and you would be wise to check this book out. It plays right into what I was talking about, Defeating Big Government Socialism, Saving America's Future. Book's doing very well. You can get it everywhere, Amazon and all bookstores. And it's a pleasure to have you back, Newt Gingrich. So in my monologue, did anything stick out? You want to scold me? Did I do anything precarious?
First of all, I love your pride in your son and your commitment to his presidential race. And I thought I'll remember that the rest of my life. I thought it was just great. And I think it was great that, you know, the three of you, Sotomayor, could have that kind of a moment. I mean, we need a lot more of America talking with itself rather than yelling at each other. And I thought it was a great story. I liked your opening.
Thank you.
I agree with you on Ukraine. If the Russians continue to get a bloody nose and can't win, that sends a pretty powerful signal to China that they are faced with Taiwan could be comparable in getting them bogged down. If we collapse and lack the nerve, then I think that could send a signal to China that it's okay to invade Taiwan. The other thing I would say is that the grave danger of Biden signing a deal with the Iranians, I think, again, is in that same zone of things that could be really bad. You pointed out that that Biden is signing this giveaway, which I think it's a fascinating case study. I mean, you know, there are an amazing number of Americans who didn't go to a four-year college, don't owe student debt. They're out there. They're a farmer trying to pay off their tractor. They're a plumber trying to pay off their truck. They're a waitress going to work every day trying to earn money for their family. They're now going to pay taxes to pay off the debt for somebody who's going to have a much higher income than they do. This is an inflationary step. It is a step which adds to our total national deficit. It's not a giveaway. We're simply transferring the burden from the people who got the advantage by going to school to everybody in the whole country as taxpayers. But it fits where the Democrats are right now. They are the party of big government socialism. They are committed to making all of us dependent on government. And if they had their way, government would run everything in our lives. And I think that we need to recognize how sincere they are, how real this is. These people are not doing things because they're incompetent. They're doing things because they really believe in them.
Well, I don't know how much Joe Biden knows of what he's doing or the big picture. You obviously worked with a number of presidents. You know them personally. And, you know, you and Bill Clinton had a fairly respectful relationship. And that was one of the models that I used. I had a respectful relationship with Barack Obama. I have with most, not Nancy Pelosi. I think she's a destructive force in this country. And I could never reach detente with her. But with most on the left, we have a respectful discourse. However, I think Biden is diminished, and I don't think he really understands the unintended consequences of what he does. He couldn't possibly have an open border. Yet he's being used and manipulated by the progressive left. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, look, I think Biden basically is an old-time ward politician who at a very young age won a Senate seat in a small state, managed to keep getting reelected. I used to work with Biden. I don't think he's all that smart, but, you know, he's persistent. He's been out there a long time. I doubt very much if he knows much of what's going on or much of the ramifications of what's going on. He has surrounded himself with very left-wing and radical people. I think they basically run the place. I don't think anybody seriously believes Joe Biden runs the place. And I think that when you watch him in public, you realize This is a very limited person, and he's doing the things almost overwhelmingly that the left wants.
And Biden are just about the same age. I want to point that out because, I mean, you know, you're pretty much on it, and he can't get three sentences out. Before we get into the media and their alliance, which you talked about on cable, I saw you, I think it was last week. Before we get to that, Jill Biden is like Nancy Reagan in the sense that she's a gatekeeper. Jill Biden a radical leftist, in your opinion?
I have no way of knowing, to be honest. I'm assuming that deep down they've drunk the Kool-Aid. They have a worldview now. They're surrounded by people who are radicals, and they have a worldview where it all makes sense to them. I mean, I can't understand otherwise why it's as bad. I don't think they're bad because of incompetence. I think they're bad because they really believe this stuff.
But and they're really,
I don't think 2 million people came in the country illegally because of incompetence. They want open borders.
But how could you believe it? So you are converted. You converted to Catholicism, right?
Yes.
So Joe Biden makes a big deal about his Catholicism, and then he goes out and he's the most radical president as far as accessibility to abortion and public funding of that of any president in the history of the United States by far. Okay, so that doesn't make any sense at all. And he's got to know that his advocacy for abortion costs the lives of millions of unborn children. He's got to know that. Second thing is violent crime. He used to be, when you were speaker, the toughest SOB in the Democratic Party. Put him away. Lock him up. Put him away. Now he doesn't want to put anybody away. He loves these radical left DAs. How can you, you know, how can a human being change that much? I know modification. I all right. But abandoning all your principles? How does that happen?
Well, you know, when Henry of Navarre decided to end the French War of Religion, he converted to being Catholic. And his line was that Paris was worth a mass. I think Biden decided that being a radical was the price of being president, so he'd be a radical. And I think from that point on, he has been faithful to the left, done to surround himself with left-wing. I mean, look at some of the people they appoint in this administration. I mean, they're people you couldn't have dreamed of 10 years ago ending up in public life. Look at the values of some of these people. But that's where the Democratic Party is now. I mean, you go around the country, you know, how do they get so many votes in the House and Senate? Because they're a machine. And if you're not going to be part of the machine, as a moderate Democrat congressman found out in Oregon, you're going to get beat in the primary.
Yeah, you're not going to get any money.
I think, yeah.
Right. No. So you got to go along with it or you're earning out. Now, part of the machine, a big part of it, is the corporate media. And the corporate media has now forged an alliance because, look, if you were just going by inflation, economy, open border, rise of violent crime, collapse of the U.S. airline industry. I mean, across the board, things are worse now than they were when Trump was the president. There's no, you can't argue it. It's insane. However, according to Real Clear and the generic vote, half of the country says, you know, I'd still rather vote for this unbelievable incompetence and dangerous policy than vote for Republicans. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'll be curious to see your reaction to this, but I've talked to a number of my friends who are pretty sophisticated pollsters. Almost all the polls that Real Clear Politics is getting are junk. They oversample Democrats. They oversample people who aren't going to vote. They're consistently wrong. I wrote a newsletter recently at Gingrich 360 where I outlined that the August of every election year, we go through the same cycle. They print phony polls. They try to depress us. People, for example, at Trafalgar, which is very accurate, or Scott Rasmussen. Rasmussen has us +5 on the generic. I think Trafalgar basically agrees with that. Insider Advantage, Matt Towery basically agrees with that. So part of what you're getting here is just pure propaganda. 70% of the country is unhappy with Biden economically. Over 73 out of 4 Americans believe we're on the wrong track. When you look at the undecided voters, they're overwhelmingly anti-Biden. They haven't yet decided they're going to vote Republican, but they're overwhelmingly anti-Biden. And you look at their internal views, they're almost certainly going to break probably 3-1 for Republicans.
All right, so as it stands
I actually
now,
think we're in good shape.
I agree with your analysis. We here at BillO'Reilly.com follow Trafalgar and Rasmussen because they're the most accurate. They have been. They have a track record. The others are ridiculous. So if you, well, here you are. Right now, August 24th, you say Republicans win the House by a lot?
Yeah. There's an outside possibility that Kevin McCarthy will become Speaker with the largest Republican majority since 1920, partly because they're so much stronger. I mean, remember, they're only four seats out of control right now. When we had to put together a majority in 1994, we had to pick up about 30 or 35 seats just to get to the majority. He's got to pick up four. So I think they will get probably minimum 25, maximum 70. You won't know until late October, because these kind of landslides, I mean, I worked with Reagan and his people on the 1980 campaign, which turned into a landslide. I worked, as you know, in the 1994 Contract with America campaign, which turned into a landslide. You don't, on these kind of landslides, you don't really quite know district by district. Although I have to say, Joe Gaylord, who was my partner, on September 17th, 1994, was off by one seat. He took us through the whole country, district by district. He missed one seat. We didn't count on beating Ross Dinkowski, the chairman of Ways and Means in downtown Chicago.
Maybe a historic landslide in the House. Now, the Senate, more problematic. How do you see that?
Plus four or plus seven. I just spent an hour and a half yesterday at the senatorial committee going through every single seat in the country. And I think we're very competitive everywhere. And again, it's the same phenomena. When you look at Trafalgar's numbers for Ohio, for example, J.D. Vance is comfortably ahead. When you look at the numbers in Pennsylvania, it's a very close race. You look at the numbers in Georgia, it's a very close race. Now, when you get the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's public poll designed to depress Republicans, then Herschel Walker has a bigger problem. But I remember in 1990, the liberal Detroit newspaper, on the Saturday before the election, had John Engler losing by 19 points against the incumbent governor. And on Tuesday, he won. Now, he didn't make up 19 points over the weekend. The poll was just a lie. It was false. And we see this all the time. If you're a conservative, you have to assume that most of the news media is propaganda, and you can't allow it to demoralize you.
Yeah, it's the independence that they're after. That's why they're doing this Trump, sure. Scandal of the day and all that. Final question. Your book, as I said in the beginning, Defeating Big Government Socialism, it's an important book for people who want the best for their country to read, on both sides, I think. What is the main takeaway that you want the reader to learn from the book?
Well, I hope they will learn that the things that are causing us pain, whether it's high gasoline prices, high food prices, rising murder rates, you name it, are not incompetence. They are a value system of big government socialism, and that we can't just beat individuals, we have to defeat the ideas. And it's really based in part on Margaret Thatcher, who set out in 1975, when she became the conservative leader, she set out to destroy socialism. And by the time she was done, no openly left-wing leader has been prime minister of Great Britain in 40 years. I think we have to do the same thing. We have to get across the idea. It's not just these people aren't incompetent. They believe in a system that doesn't work, that's going to bankrupt the country, that's going to leave us with children who are uneducated, a defense system that can't protect us, and criminals dominating our streets. And it's because they really believe in this stuff.
I know, it's hard to fathom, but I know you're right. Anyway, that was a good interview. I hope you enjoyed it. If people want to reach your enterprises, give us the web numbers and all that.
Sure. They go to Gingrich360.com. But I have to say, Bill, I always enjoy being with you. You always shoot straight from the hip. You are not in any way particularly biased or intimidated. And I never quite know how you're going to start the evening. If you had said to me, oh, we're going to talk about being in a suite talking to a Supreme Court justice while watching a baseball game, I don't think I would have bet on that.
I usually don't know until about 10 minutes before airtime. Anyway, it's good to see you. You're looking good.
Great to be.
And I want to remind everybody that Biden and Gingrich are pretty much the same age. All right. So there you go. Yeah. Good luck with it. And I hope we can talk again soon, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much. Okay, Law and Order, DA report out of California, Yolo County, Y-O-L-O. It's It's a Sacramento area. The DA there did a study. His name is Jeff Rissing, about criminals let out on bail. Ready? 70% of suspects released on no bail have re-offended. 20% violently. 70%. Why? They're drug addicts. Drug addicts need money to buy their drugs. This is not a PhD program. You let the drug addicts out of custody after they steal your car or beat the hell out of you, they're going to do it again. So there's the data right there. Yolo County. Life expectancy USA dropped 2 years from 79 to 77. Okay, so two reasons, COVID and drugs. So Biden's open border policy, unintended consequence. We're flooded with more narcotics, dangerous drugs like fentanyl and heroin, cocaine, more than ever before. And there are very few prohibitions socially. You don't hear the schools saying don't take drugs anymore. Oh, no, no, no. We're not going to make any judgments. So drugs, deaths, COVID deaths, 2 year drop. Cable TV dropping even more. And this is because it's garbage. I'm not just talking cable news. I'm talking to some programming. I got 100 channels. Okay, and I mean, I'm clicking around going, is there anything on? I don't want to watch tuna get caught. Or I don't want to watch some guy in Alaska when it's 20 below go around chasing a moose. I'm sorry. Maybe once in a while, but every hour on the hour. So cable, basic cable, 19% down July to July. And the network is down 40%, 39%. Why? The network is nothing. Nothing. Survivor this, Bachelor that, singing. Okay? And the average age watching network TV is now over 60, which is why you see all those drug things. And if you buy this drug, this will give you relief. But your toes might fall off and your knee might go in the back of your head. And that's what they got. Now, cable news is down big, as we've been telling you as well, because it's just repetitive. It's the same thing every night. You know it. You tune it in and it's like conspiracy after conspiracy after conspiracy. They got 18 people coming in. You don't know who they are. Oh, this might have happened. I heard this. It's like, whoa. Okay. This is why we are prospering here. Now, you should know that we have signed an alliance with VidGo, a streaming service. And listen to this, streaming viewership, which means you buy an alternative service like VidGo, is up 35% year to year, 35. So people are going, you know, I've had enough of the networks. I've had enough of the cable. I'm going to do the streaming. And there's going to be enough stuff up there, sports and entertainment. And now news, me, and we'll have an announcement after Labor Day about a new weekly program we're launching on VidGo, that I'm not going to pay the $200. I'll pay $75, which is what VidGo charges. Okay. Here's a study from Texas Tech. It says that if you watch TV news on a regular basis, you are more likely to suffer both physical and mental health problems. All right? This is a survey with 1,100 respondents, most of them Democrat. I don't know why. And it's basically, if you watch a lot of news, you will have significantly greater physical ill-being than others who don't. I think it's all about agita. You just get like, oh, you know? Some people like that. I know people who love to live in a state of agitation. They love it. They just want to be upset all the time and crazed all the time. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Smart Life segment. You know, these are really catching on. Every day we have Smart Life tips for you on BillO'Reilly.com. Please go and look. They will save you tons of money. This one isn't a money thing. This one is random acts of kindness. So there is a study from the University of Texas, Macomb School of Business, okay? And it says that if you perform acts of kindness randomly, not just to your family and friends, your happiness will increase, okay? And your whole life will get better. Smart life, better life, be kind. I like this. I like this. So, you know, I'm distracted. I got so much stuff to do and places to go, people to talk to. I try to be respectful. I do. And kindness, you know, I try to perform those acts. When I see somebody struggling, I try to help them. I don't turn my back. I'm not like the Good Samaritan where the guy's lying in the road and two people just walk by and look at him. I don't do that. I see somebody lying in the road, I help him. But random acts of kindness, you got to be aware now. That's a smart life thing component. You got to be aware that this person's suffering, person's having a hard time, whatever it may be. And then you check in or you send flowers or you do something. All right, but it's all about awareness about other people's situations. So in Smart Life, people, your life will get better if you practice kindness. All right, here is a very important segment for you because I'm looking out for you. I hope you believe that. If you don't believe it, let me know. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. I know I have millions of viewers listening and watching around the world. If you don't believe O'Reilly's looking out for you, please write and explain why you don't believe that. Okay, so we do Smart Life, and here is the Smart Life segment. There is research by the Tufts Friedman School of Nutrition and Science just out. It is called the Food Compass. They studied all the foods that Americans eat as far as what helps you and what hurts you. So if you go to the Tufts website and put in Food Compass, you'll get all of them. I can't give you all of them, but some of them are interesting. So first, let's put up on the screen, good for you. Okay, here they are. Celery juice, tomato juice, or tomato, as they say in Georgetown. Orange juice. Now, orange juice, that was interesting because orange juice has got a lot of sugar, not refined sugar, natural. Broiled salmon, tuna in a can, not the sushi stuff. I eat tuna in a can all the time. Blackberries, eat them almost every day. Cantaloupe, eat it all the time. Grapefruit, eat it all the time. Strawberries, eat it some of the time. Cheerios and Raisin Bran. I eat those cereals. I didn't even know about this study. Chocolate-covered almonds. I have them as a snack. Popcorn. Have it. unbuttered. I gotta confess, I put a little on the Newman popcorn, which is good, and I give all their profits to charity, the Newman Food Company. I go with the butter. Okay, so that's just a few and common foods that people eat. So if you eat those, that's helping your immune system. It's helping your body. Here's what's bad for you. Ready? On the bad list? Hard pretzels. Did not know that. Marshmallows, never eat them. Skittles, never in a million years. Churros, don't even know what they are. Plain waffle, I had them yesterday. Pita bread. I did not know. Now, I eat sourdough bread, which is good for you, but I didn't know pita was bad. Hot dogs are the devil. I love them. Hot dogs the devil. Sugar, frosted flakes. Most candy, you name it, not good. All soft drinks, energy drinks, iced teas laden with sugar, all of that. They're bad for you. Now, food is the most important thing in your life. No doubt. Because food means health. Yes, you can work out, you can run around, you can do all of that, you can live in a pristine place. Yes. But food is what tells the tale, particularly when you're over 50. If you eat garbage and fast food, the whole industry is garbage, with the possible exception of Chick-fil-A, that chicken, as long as it's not fried. If you eat that stuff, you are going to shorten your lifespan, and the amount of years that you live as you get older are going to be painful. And again, I go back to the government does not tell you this, although it should. The government wiped out cigarette smoking on a very aggressive campaign, will not do the same for sugar and bad foods, will not do it because there's so much money in that industry. But me, I'm looking out for you. Go to Tufts University, pop in Food Compass, and they got, it's an amazing study, and I give the school credit.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
All right, here is the final thought of the day. So as you know, an outfit called Vidgo, V-I-G-O, V as in Victor, I-D-G-O, vidco.com/Bill. All right, That is our streaming service partner. Tomorrow we give you the stats about how network and cable programming is falling apart. It's amazing. A huge shift in this country as far as people entertainment, because they can't afford $200 in cable bills. I mean, they can't afford it. So anyway, Vidgo gives you, I think it's $59 and $79 packages, and you get a lot of great stuff. One of the new things that Vidgo is going to do is hire me to do a weekly program. Now, I'm not going to tell you what it is until after Labor Day. That'll be our big push. But I will tell you, it is based upon Mike Wallace's 1950 show, Night Beat. Mike Wallace, as many of you know, was the guy that I emulated in my career. He was the best interviewer, absorber of information, whatever it may be. He had a show called Night Beat in the 50s. I am resurrecting that show. It's not going to be called Night Beat, because I think CBS owns that. But it's going to be very similar to it. That is going to be broadcast on Vidgo exclusively. Okay, so we have signed the deal with them. We will use snippets on BillO'Reilly.com. All right, you'll see what we're doing, but not the whole show. Now, I'm pretty much finished with taping the first episode of this. Oh boy, it is something that you have never seen. And we're going to try to do that. We're going to try to give you a unique, just like I did with the O'Reilly Factor when I roared on the scene in 1996 and I did something nobody had ever done in television news. We're doing the same thing with Vidgo in a different format. And I think the once a week program, I'm not going to tell you what it's called, but the name is pretty inflammatory. You're going to be very happy. So if you want to get ahead of the crew, put up the Vidgo logo there. We'll read it for the all radio listeners across the country. It's Vidgo, vidgo.com/bill. And they will show you and tell you what they have. And we will begin this weekly program in mid-September. Boy, September is going to be a bear. It really is. Anyway, the reason we're doing all these projects is because as the media gets worse, and boy, it is, I feel a responsibility to at least give you an alternative, you know? And I hope you will spread the word. Very important that you tell your family and friends about our operation here and all the things that we are doing. Honest reporting, smart life. Now we're going to have a weekly program in addition to the daily program. On the radio, we're going great guns with our radio affiliate WABC in New York City. Very powerful presence at 9 in the evening there. Everything is working. But I decided, I said, look, rather than cut back my workload, because the country's in such bad shape, and it is in bad shape, I'm going to give it one more push to try to get us back on track here, because we are going in the wrong direction. The United States of America is not prospering now. And I'm one of the voices that I think can turn it around at least somewhat. But it all depends on you getting the word out to others. And I can't tell you how important that is. And we have the product to back it up. And it's reasonably priced. Vidgo will save you money. BillO'Reilly.com, it's a pittance because you get free books when you sign up or re-up. I mean, it's like nothing. So anyway, there's my pitch. Thank you for listening to it. We'll see you again tomorrow.